This is one of Becker's images. I think it's a painting, and its overall appearance is quite stark. There's really only one colour, or there are two tones. There's a sort of a creamy background colour predominant, and that occupies most of the frame. And then there's a black grey smudgy, looks like the outline of escarpments, you know, the top of a mountain and the ridges of stone in a distant mountain. That's the appearance it has. But it's, again, it's quite abstracted, or it's somewhat abstracted. We're getting enough clues about it to think of it as being, I see this as a mountaintop. I briefly wondered whether it was sand dunes, but no, I've come to my senses now, and I think it's definitely a mountaintop. The technique is quite interesting. It's very minimal. It's very expressive. I think there's a knife being used, a palette knife being used in this one, and I'm quite interested in the technique, because I think what Beck has done is then applied the darker tone over the light and then scratched it off. That's what it is. There's a scratchiness to it, which is brilliant. It sort of gives it a tremendous amount of texture. It's really lovely. And looking at it, I was just thinking about how close I am to this thing and whether I'm actually climbing it. But I now see it that it's in the distance, and that it's something that I'm looking at from another peak, perhaps. It seems somehow, it's like you can't go there. It's really extraordinary, and the way that the black describes the image, it sort of adds all of the compositional elements, but it's like tendrils coming out. So it's almost alive. It's quite a strange effect, actually, a really fascinating effect. So titling. It might be a little bit silly, but I just think of it as being the Forbidden Mountain, because you can't go there, you can never be there. Yes, so the Forbidden Mountain, or tendrils.